We're up to page 132, Perek Tes Pasuk Zayin. Okay, Perek Tes Pasuk Zayin, Bohu Yimei HaPikuda. The day of reckoning is upon us. Bohu Yimei HaShilum, the day of retribution. Yedu Yisrael, the Jewish people will now become aware. Evil Hanavi, what will they become aware of? Evil Hanavi, that the Navi was a fool. Now what does that mean? So there we'll see there are many interpretations. Simply you can say it means that the Navi Hasheker. The Navi Hasheker was a fool. These false prophets who told the Jewish people that nothing's going to happen, there's nothing to worry about, they were fools because really there was what to worry about. Mishugah Ish Haruach. If you continue in that translation, which I'm not so sure anyone even says that. We'll see more in the Mefarshim, that the Ish HaRuach, the man of spirit, the man that basically the false prophet, who was charismatic and was full of spirit and told the people there's nothing to worry, you can continue doing Avodah Zarah and do all of your Averos, he was Mishugah, he was crazy. We should have had people who told us the truth. They did have people who told them they didn't want to listen. That the Churban is upon them. Al Roiv Avoy Necha, due to the abundance, what's coming upon you is going to be because of the day. The reason why there's going to be the day of Pekuda, this goes back to the beginning of the Pasuk, the Yimei HaPekuda and the Yimei HaShilum. The reason why these things are coming upon you is because of the abundance of your sins. The Rabbah Mas Tema. And the hatred, the enmity is very, very great. Okay, so there's a lot going on. There's a very powerful pasuk. There's a lot going on over here. It requires a lot of explanation. A lot of ideas are being brought out here. Let's start with the mitzudos. The mitzudos David pasuk Zayin. The mitzudos David says, "Bohu hine ata now bo hayam shal zichron avonoseihem." The day of reckoning is upon us, the day where Hashem remembers our sins, and now that Hashem remembers our sins, Hashem will bring upon us punishment, retribution. The Yedu Yisrael ki hein karvu uva'u, and the Jewish people will know that the days of punishment are near. They get a sense, the person has a sense, when Churban is coming, a person gets a sense.
You want a chair?
No, I can't. This thing is too high. It's fine. Uh-huh. No, I could stand for one day. It's okay. I won't break the bank. Okay, they'll know that the days of punishment are coming near. Evel Hanavi. What is Evel Hanavi? It's in the Leimar. Yerusha Shehanavi HaSheker HaMavticha Mal HaShalayim Hu Evil. So this is what I said before in the translation. They're now going to realize that the Navi HaSheker was a fool, okay, like we translated. Hashem never spoke to him, and the influence that he brought upon the people was false. Ish haruach again, hu nevi hasheker, asher chashu sheyesh by ruach mevu. The people they falsely believed that he has a spirit of prophecy. They're going to discover that he's a meshugana, hu meshuga. Poetic repetition, al roiv avonecha, bavur roiv avonecha, rabo lecha nutiras ho'eva mehashem. It's abundant, it will be very great upon you. So he learns the rabo mastema means Hashem's hatred. Hashem, he's bearing nutira. Hashem has a desire to bring upon us punishment. This pent up, this built up hatred that Hashem has for us is now going to explode. We're coming to the point where the straw that breaks the camel's back, kaviyachol, and Hashem is going to pour out upon us his anger. Every time I come across with Eva, I always think, when I spend time learning about Yoni Tisha B'Av, Eva is very similar to the word Eicha. Eicha. The only difference is the difference between a Beis and a Chaf. We, in the Sefer Torah, we look on the page, find the Beis, look at the word Rabbah, on about the last line of the page, in the Navi on top, Rabbi, so how do you write a base? Notice on the bottom, there's like a leg that comes on the right side that extends past where the top part of the letter base comes. That's how we write a base. We have the top. There's a top.
There's a base for the base.
What?
It's a base.
A base. So the base extends further to the right side. Now that is not Me'ikar Hadin. How that came about, no one knows. The real way to write a base is basically a square. Basically the top comes to a point on the right side and it goes straight down and then makes a sharp left. There's no need for there to be a base on the bottom of the letter base. So why do we do it? It's not so clear. That's the Mesorah. That's how we do it. But it doesn't need to be like that. For my nafkamina, the only difference between a base and a chaf is a teeny drop of ink. A chaf is round on both ends. It's round on top and round on the bottom. A base only has to be square on the bottom. We make a base square on top. That's also not necessary. You can make a base, it's kosher base, if the base is round on the top. The only thing a base needs that's ma'akev in the laws of Stam, Hilcha, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, and Sefer Torah, is it should be square on the bottom. So basically the only difference between a base and a chaf is a teeny drop of ink on top, that separates the two. Now, what is Eva? There are a lot of words for hatred. There is Rabba Mastein, Vayistoim Esa Vesyaka. That has a connotation of an intense hatred. Then there's Sinna. Okay, then there's Netira. There are many words for hatred. One word for hatred is called Eva. What is Eva? What is Eva? Eva is the lowest level of hatred. Chazal used this word with regard to goyim. You give tzedakah if you collect kimcha de pischa. You make an appeal for kimcha de pischa for moschitim, and a goy comes and says, I also want some money. I'm also a poor person. Can you give me some tzedakah? So according to Shulchan Aruch, you give him. You give a guy, you mefarnesin aniye akum im aniye Yisrael. How could the community do that? You're taking money that was collected for poor Jews. Let him go. Let him go to the church. Let him go to the government. You have to go take money that was collected for Jews and go give it to a guy. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it says in the Gemara, Mishum Eva. Mefarnesin aniye Akum im aniye Yisrael mishum eva. What does that mean, mishum eva? If you explain to the non-Jew, listen, you know, this is a synagogue, this is a Beis Medrash. We collect for our own members only. It's not so hard. There are churches, there are soup kitchens, there are societies that you're part of. They'll give you. It's not illogical why if a non-Jew comes and approaches the Jewish people and says, if we know that you collected money, we also want a handout, you can explain, I'm sorry, the money was not collected for you. There are places for you to get money, and there's no reason why you should have any resentment whatsoever for us not giving you a handout. And the guy will accept it. You're right. We have a right to assume we're dealing with normal people. We're not dealing with fools. We're dealing with normal people, and they'll understand it. Yet, even though we are 100% right, and he knows we're right, it's impossible for him not to walk away with a slight tinge of a bad feeling. You're right. But still, I came to ask you for a handout. Can't you give me something? Why are you just turning me away empty-handed? So, yeah.
Well, in this context, the word you used before, resentment.
Yeah.
That would apply. But, and I can see where you would say that's a lesser form of hatred. But not everywhere is Eva translated that way.
For example,
the Nachash.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So that's heck of a lot more than
who says? Who says? Exactly the point. What does it mean? Why should the Nachash, Eva Ashes Ben Chavein Hoisha? What does that mean exactly? I don't know. It's true. You're right. You have to go study every time it says with Eva and Tanakh. You're right. But the way Chazal used the word, you're right. I don't know what it means in the past. It's a very hard past on that word. Doesn't make any, but what does it mean altogether? A snake is a snake, a human being. What's going on over here? What does the past mean? Pshat. The Eva Ashes Ben Chavein Hoisha. Okay, the whole sequence of psukim there. What does that all that mean?
Antipathy.
What?
Antipathy more than
okay, so you have to, I don't know, you're asking a very good question, but seemingly in Chazal's language, the word Eva refers to the lowest level of bad feeling where it's not justified. It's sinas chinam, but not just sinas chinam, it's even the lowest level of sinas chinam. That's called Eva. Rashi over here uses that over here, Hashem the Eva. So what happens? Rashi over here, the word Rabba Mastema. Rabba Mastema is the ultimate. Vayistoim Esav es Yaakov. Esav hated Yaakov. The word Vayistoim, we know now in hindsight, in history, what that means. Okay, after the Holocaust, after the Crusades, after Inquisition, after all the expulsions, after Chmelnitsky, we know what it means. Vayistoim Esav es Yaakov. And Rashi over here says all of the Eva was building up. In the Netiras Eva, the guarding of Eva. This is what the Metzudah says. Okay, he's saying something I'm trying to really extrapolate. Is, you know where it comes from? The ultimate hatred? It all starts with Eva. It all starts with the Daka Shebedaka. The smallest, most insignificant bad feeling, slight, which is unjustified, where there's no reason why the person should be upset. If that is not nipped in the bud, that can mushroom into a nuclear, into a korban. The Chazal say, if a poor guy comes to you and wants a handout, give him your hard-earned Jewish money, mishum eva. Because if he's going to walk away with an unjustified, slight feeling of bad will, you know what's going to happen? It's going to build. It's going to build and build and build and build until it comes to a point where it's going to be Vayistoim Esav es Yaakov. At kdekach. Now you understand. Now you have a great, much greater appreciation of Megillas Eicha. Megillas Eicha is Eicha Yoshua Bodad. How could it be Eicha that Klal Yisrael is sitting Bodad in isolation and we're suffering? Well, Chazal told us why. The Churban Bayis Rishon Avodah Zarah Gilirai Shvichas Damim. By Sheni, sinas chinam. But what kind of sinas chinam? Unjustified hate. Eva. Not just. Sometimes you can have a sinas chinam, which is a real. Which is. Is it too loud? Sometimes you can have a sinas chinam, which is, you know, it's justified. It's a chinam, but there's something there. It's Eva. Eva is a form of sinas chinam, and the Megillah is really answering its own question. Eicha, how could it be Yashva Badot? In the word Eicha itself lies the answer. It's Eva. The difference between Eicha and Eva is almost is insignificant. It's exactly the same letter. The only difference is a teeny, teeny, teeny drop of ink on the bottom of the letter between the beis and the chaf, because the way we write the beis is not the way it's meant to be written. The Mishnah Berurah says this explicitly. In the Mishnah Berurah, he has in the back of, not in the back, in Siman Lamed Beis, in the first chilek of Mishnah Berurah, he has the Tzuras HaOisiyos. It's called, what is it called? He has a couple of pages where he goes through all the letters of the Aleph Beis, and describes in very great detail how the letter should be written. What? Lamed Vav. Simon Lamed Vav. Simon Lamed Vav. What is it called? It's called, he calls it by a certain name. It's like a little contrast. Right in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, it revolutionized the writing of Sifrei Torah totally. Totally. Anything that was written before the Mishnah Berurah wrote this little contrast is completely different than the way Sifrei Torah are written today. And there he explicitly says there's almost no difference between a beis and a chaf, except for the teeny, teeny little drop of ink. And the nafka min is, if a sefer does not write it correctly, the sefer goes and he writes, you have to know the laws, because many times a baidek has to, there's a problem, the letter split, or this happened, that happened, you have to know exactly what is the real form of the letter. And this little drop of ink is the entire difference. And that opens up for us a whole new appreciation of the Megillah, of Eicha. How could this happen? You know how it could happen? Eva. Because of Sinas Chinam. And not just a sinner, where maybe, even though it's Chinam, you know, you can justify it, it's Eva. It's the lowest level. Mefarnesim Aniyei Akum Im Aniyei Yisrael Mishum Eva. There are other examples of that concept. And what happens? What happens if you don't nip the Eva in the bud? It turns into what it says over here in this pasuk, V'raba Mastema. The hatred, the word Mastema itself means it's an explosive word. And then when you want to compound it with the word Rabba, that's like, you know, it's off the charts. It's off the charts, the anger of Hashem. The anger. How did all of this come about? Rashi, the Metzudah says, you know how it came about? Because when we did a little Avera to Hashem, knew Hashem, what do I expect from these people? What do I, they're only human beings. I can't have any tainus. But when a person continues to neglect and ignore Hashem, it builds up until it becomes V'raba Mastema. Okay, that's, I think, a little important idea from the Metzudos David. Okay, let's go further over here. Okay, so that is the Metzudos. Let's see Rashi. Rashi is a bit different. Rashi Pasuk Zayin says, Rashi, Bo Yimei HaPekuda, Sheyipakdu Avoyno Seichem. Pekuda means Hashem is going to remember your sins. Okay, there are two different elements. We'll see. There is Hashem remembers the sins, and then Hashem acts. Hashem goes forward to implement punishment. So first it's Pekuda Sheyipakdu Avoyno Seichem, then Hashilum Tush Lemas Chayvin. It means the punishment. Evil Hanavi, payback. Evil Hanavi, Af Minavi, Emes Shalochem. Now here Rashi learns not like the Metzudos. The Metzudos said explicitly that the word Navi means the Navi Sheker. Rashi says the word Navi means the Navi Emes. And what does it mean over here? What does it mean over here? Why would we say that the Navi became foolish? It's a very interesting idea. Af Minavi, Emes Shalochem, Yihu Evilim, Kemoi Hananya Ben Azur. There are different examples. The different examples in Tanakh, where a navi starts out good, legitimate. A navi is a tzaddik, and then he goes what we call off the derech. A navi went and takes a turn. He takes a negative turn. So, and there are different examples of this concept. So, therefore, the Nevi'im, they were the Jews were so bad. They influenced the Nevi'ei Emes, the good Nevi'im, to become corrupt. That's a whole different flavor. You don't really dwell upon that in Nach. In Nach, you always dwell upon it's good and bad. There are good Nevi'im and there are bad Nevi'im. Nevi'ei Emes and Nevi'ei Sheker. Yirmiyah, Yeshaya, the Trei Asar, Yecheskel, they're the good Nevi'im, they're the Nevi'ei Sheker. There was somewhere in the middle. There were a lot of people who would talk about Nevi'ei Emes, but because they were weak, and they were under a lot of pressure from the Tzibur, from Klal Yisrael, who were Rishoyim, they became sour. And that's what it's over here, that because of your sins, you know I'm going to punish you, because a whole new flavor to this pasuk, Hashem is going to be Bekudah, Bo Yimei Yeshilom, Yedu Yisrael Evil Hanavi, the Jews are going to realize that the Nevi'im have become foolish, and who's responsible for the Nevi'im becoming foolish? Us. And therefore, we're going to be punished for that alone. We're going to be punished for corrupting good people. You always hear about this, that in Chinuch, if you have a bad Rebbe, you know, the bad Rebbe can ruin children. So who are the ones who have ruined the good people through our evil deeds. Then it says, Mishugot, the next words over here, the same idea is, okay, he doesn't go on and explain, but Mishugot Isha Ruach, it's the same idea, Elam B'farshim are going to say the same idea, Mishugot means the Isha Ruach, means the Tzaddik. People who had true Nevuah, they have become Mishugot. Now, by the way, we'll see the Malam in a few moments. The Malam Taka says that the word Mishugot is a very, very fascinating thing. The word Mishugot only applies to a person who once upon a time was normal, was a regular, healthy, mentally stable. And then he loses it to such a person, we apply the term mishuga. A person who was crazy to begin with, you don't use the term mishuga. If I'm not mistaken, in Yiddish, there's an expression, gevorn, I don't know Yiddish, gevorn mishuga? Is that how you say it? He became. What's gevorn? Gevorn means he became. When he became. Most of the time, they're mishuga from the crib. Right? From day one, they're crazy. I remember when he was a child.
Giborin.
Means he came. Giborin means he was born. So why do we use Giborin, Meshuga, and not born Meshuga? Because, we'll see the Malvin, because the word Meshuga is only correctly used when a person starts out with a healthy frame of mind, a healthy state of mind, and then loses it. But if you're crazy to begin with, you're not using the right vocabulary. The correct vocabulary would be a shaita, would be maybe evil. Evil was saying also in this context since he became, according to Rashi, but maybe not. It's not much that has to be like that. But meshuga, the Malbim will say from the context of this pasuk, it's clear that's the proper use of this word. Right, so it fits very good. You can become meshuga from what you see. So it's very precise, because in the Teirecha, Klal Yisrael starts out healthy. And due to witnessing, horrible things, Chorbin, people become crazy. Next words are Al-Roy of Anecha. Next words are Rashi. Rashi, Rabba, Maste, Moshe, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Soinei Ma'asechem, Hashem, Hitz, Yur, Hitz. It does not elaborate very much upon this. Okay, let's see over here. Let's take a look at the Gra. Just before we do the Malbim, the Gra writes, Parshat Zion, page 133, Evil Hanavi, Hine Hanavi Haroy L'Horos L'Am Derech HaYashar, Vinehu Evil, Hainu Soinei Derech HaYashar. The Navi, the Gra learns like Rashi, the Navi is the Navi MS, the Navi that was Roy. Now Rashi is learning, the Gra is saying a pshat at somewhere in between Rashi and the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos says the Navi means a Navi Sheker. Rashi says it means a Navi Emes, who became a sugar. The Gra says the Navi means a person who had potential. He never was a Navi. He had a person who had potential to be a Navi. He neha Navi Haroi Lahoyrais La'am Derech HaYashar, a person that had potential to be, to teach. Hine Hanavi Haroi Lahoyrais La'am Derech HaYashar, he had potential to teach Derech HaYashar, Vihinehu Evil, Hu Soinei Derech HaYashar, the person who had potential. Okay, it's very interesting how he puts it right, a parish right in the middle of Rashi in the Mitzudos. He became a person who is corrupt. Meshuga ish haruach, hainu bal haruach hakodesh, na'apoichu liyois bal ruach ra. Hainu meshuga. So here he doesn't say potential. Navi, he says, was a person who has potential. He never developed. But when it comes to the word meshuga, he's learned, like we're going to see in the Malbim, that the meshuga means a person who once upon a time was healthy, normal, and has become crazy. Al roiv ava avoincha ze ben adam. Now here he has over here. What's the repetition over here? Al roiv wa Hashem hates us. Hashem is going to bring punishment upon us. So he types al avoin refers to what? Refers to ben adam lamokoim. And when it says v'rabba mastema ze ben adam lachaveroi, Hashem is going to bring upon us two types of punishments. Where Hashem has one because of the sins ben adam lamokoim, and v'rabba, the intense hatred Hashem has, is because of the sins ben adam lachaveroi. Now notice the word mastema is a much harsher word, and over here the Gra very powerfully says that when you sin against Hashem, nu, he hates you. Hashem has tainus. Hashem will bring upon you punishment, but it's limited. Hashem doesn't take it personally when we sin against Him, but when we sin against our fellow man, ben adam lachaveroi, then the pasuk uses a much more powerful word. V'rabba mastema. Mastema is a very powerful concept. That the Gra says is because in response to the sins that man commit, ben adam lachaveroi. Powerful, very powerful Gra. Okay, now let's go through the Malbim. The Malbim, let's just first read the regular, then we're going to read over here the Ber HaMilah. It's a very, very beautiful parish, the Ber HaMilah. Let's first see what it says over here in the Malbim, Pasuk Zayin. Bohu, page 133 on the bottom, on the right side. Bo ato arato lo yodu es Hashem. V'lo yaminu b'nidiyof asher yo'adu lohem ho'inoshim sheyovoy me'itoy Ad Asher Ad. So until this point in time, the people were ignoring the prophets. Ad, and when the day of reckoning is upon them, they're going to look back in hindsight and realize. Let's see. Bo yimei apkudos sheyifkod Hashem es avonosehem v'gam bo yimei hashilum sheyagiu divrei hanavim v'yishalem lohem kimidasam oz yedu Yisrael. Then they're going to realize ki tzadku divrei hanavim. Now they're going to realize that the Navim were correct. Ki arata evil hanavi hanavi shni bein lecha esvaasid lavo yolecha hayu beinecha ki ish evil. A fourth parish in this pasuk. That the Nevi'i Emes, he's learning like Rashi, the Nevi'i Emes, that that we looked at him as if he was a fool. It's a whole different parish. We looked at the Navi Emes when he was speaking to us, you're a fool. Now in hindsight, we realize he was no fool. He indeed was on the mark. We have no one to blame for our problems but ourselves. And likewise, v'ish haruach hayo ki meshuga beinecha. In the past, we viewed the ish haruach to be a meshugana. And now, when the punishment comes upon us, we recognize that he was indeed correct. Al rei avonecha misibas rei avoncha shehavesa b'mezid. He translates avoncha to refer to an avera b'mezid. V'loi hemanto l'mechiach al avon. And you do not have faith. You do not have faith that you're going to suffer for your punishments. Lochein Rabba Mastema, Hashem has built up an incredible hatred for us. So, Sach HaKol, it appears from what we've learned over here, we have four Perushim. Okay, we have four. Let's take a look over here at the Radak. The Radak and Pasuk Zayin, Bo Yimei Apakuda, Sheyifkod HaKel HaAvainam, Yimei HaShilim, Sheyishalma HaShlachem, HaKel Yitzbarach, Kimasim HaRoim. Oz Yedu Yisrael v'Yisvadu, then they're going to confess. V'yoymru al Nevi'ei HaSheker. So the Radak is learning like the Mitzudos. He learns like the Mitzudos, the word Navi is Navi HaSheker. Shitu Hasam v'chay yoymru malochem shalom shalom. The Navi HaSheker would say to the people, do not worry, everything's going to be okay. Oz yoymru aleyem evil ha-Navi m'shugi yisharuach. They're going to say about the false prophets that they are foolish, they're wicked. They are m'shugah. So the sin, according to the Radak, what was the sin? The sin was that you influenced, that you followed the Nevi'i Sheker, the Azavta and Nevi'i HaEmes, and you've abandoned the Emes. That's why you're going to suffer. Okay, so comes it over here is we have basically, let's review. We have four Perushim for the meaning of the words. Evil Hanavi Meshuga Ish Haruach. The Radak and the Mitzudos are of the opinion that we are referring to a Nevi'ei Sheker. The Ish Haruach is a man who is a charlatan, a charismatic individual who is leading the Jewish people in the wrong direction. We are now, in hindsight, going to realize that. In hindsight, that these people were Rishoyim, and they come, sit in the front. We're now going to realize in hindsight that these people were Rishoyim, and they've done to us enormous damage. That's Perish number one from the Radak. Rashi, novel Perish, he learns, we're dealing with a Navi Emes. A Navi Emes, Ish HaRuach means the man who has the Ruach Elokim, and these were people who truly started out giving over to Klal Yisrael words of truth. It's because of us, because of our evil influence, they turned sour. The Navi Emes became Evil because of us. We pressured him so much, he became corrupt. The Ish HaRuach, because of us, we put upon him so much pressure, he became a sugar. Okay, that's Perush Rashi. Then we have the parish of the Gra. The Gra learns that it means potential. There were people, at least the Navi, there were people in Klal Yisrael who were Ro'oi. There was great potential in Klal Yisrael that never came to fruition. We never realized. And whose fault is it? Our fault. Because we nipped it in the bud. So Evil, we now go when the day of reckoning is upon us, and Hashem brings upon us punishment, we're going to look back and say, we were so foolish. We had people, we had children, we had potential to bring forth such good things, and Evel Hanavi, those potential Nevi'im became foolish because we did not give them the opportunity to come forth and succeed. Meshugi Isha Ruach, according to the Gra, he learns that similar to really what Rashi says. Rashi, he learns that the people who Taka were very good people, really, and I think it's really the same idea, that people who are Isha Ruach, who had potential, let's learn it's the same idea. People who had potential to be Isha Ruach, they have become Meshugah due to our influence. And then we have the parish of the Malbim, parish number 4, who learns that the Navi is a Navi Emes, and the Isha Ruach is also a man of Emes. And when it says Evil and Meshugah, it means we, at the time, when they warned us, we thought they were crazy. We said, you're crazy for saying such things. Nothing's going to happen. Now, in hindsight, now we look back and we realize that it was a big mistake. It's not true. These, what they were saying to us was indeed MS, and we are the fools who did not believe them. But the word Evil and Meshugah is going back. Is referring to the time of when they gave over their message. We did not believe them. We view them to be foolish and to be meshuga. Now, after that is the pshat in the pasuk, and then Rav Avonecho, a different perushim. Avonecho either means averos done b'mezid, and according to the Malbim, we are focusing specifically on not listening to the Navi. According to the Gra, it means an avera ben adam la makoim, and Rabba Mastema is in response to an avera ben adam la chaveroi. Okay, now let's take a look at the very fascinating Gra here. I'm sorry, Malbim on the left side. We almost never do this. The Beir Hamilas, just like we have a Mitzudos David and the Mitzudos Tzion. You know, it's the same person, and who wrote them both. And he gives something. He gives a translation of the word, a precise meaning of the word, and then he gives a Beir on the pasuk. The Malbim did exactly the same thing. We always focus on his Beir, his explanation, but he delves into the etymology, the Sharashim of the words, which in itself brings out Perish. And here, he goes off on a tangent explaining to us different terms for prophets. And in the process, he brings out some very nice ideas. A lot of it is really not really 100% relevant to the Pasuk, but it's very interesting. Let's go over here what it says over here. Pasuk Yud Zayin on page 133 in the Malbim on the bottom, the Beir Hamilas on the left side. Yimei HaPekuda, Yimei HaShilum, HaShilum Hu Achar HaPekida. Here's what we discuss. Techila is first Poiked Avoinam the Achar Kach Mishalem Hagamol. It's a two-step process. Hashem reflects. Hashem sees. He remembers our sins, and then he decides to act. He decides to bring punishment. So the Pekida. Okay.
What is the balance sheet look like, and then acting on?
Okay. So the Pekida, it's like Vahashem Pokade Sora. It doesn't say Hashem did anything. Hashem remembered. And then it says Vatahar, she first became pregnant. So Hashem has to have the will to do it. And then Hashem proceeds to implement his desire. Now, Shalosh Shuras is by Hasidim, by Ashkenazim, is a very significant moment. Why? Because when did Hashem create the world? Hashem created the world Sunday. Yoim Rishayim, Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos is the beginning of the Bria. Not in the morning. People think Hashem created the world Sunday morning, right? Mitzvah Shabbos is the time of Hefker. You can do whatever you want, right? Because you can go to the movies, you can do whatever you want, because Mitzvah Shabbos is twilight zone. The world first was created in Yom Rishon at 9 o'clock. So from Mitzvah Shabbos, everyone's running out of shul Mitzvah Shabbos. That's Bikuach Nefesh. Everyone go to shul Mitzvah Shabbos. It's Mamash Bikuach Nefesh. To dav, to star, to get to finish Ma'arif. The race is on. Everyone is running. Where are they running? I don't know, somewhere, because it's like school is out. Shabbos is the end, and Sunday is the beginning. But Yom Rishon, Vayom Elokim, Yehi Or. So when did creation begin? Sunday morning. Think about it. No, I'm not saying a joke. It's right. We know Shabbos, Shavas, Vayinofash. Shabbos is the end. So if Shabbos is the end, Sunday is the beginning. But Bereish is Baralukim. Va'aretzai sohu v'vo v'choshech al pneisahim. And when did creation begin? Va'yoymer Elokim yihi'or. 9 o'clock. Right? The sun doesn't rise Sunday until 9 o'clock. I don't know where you come from, but sun's 9 o'clock. Va'yihi'or. So that means you have the whole Mitzvah Shabbos free. There's no din v'cheshbon. It's a hefkevelt. Mitzvah Shabbos until Va'yihi'or. That's why we have a tendency to get into trouble. Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos for mechanchim is the most dangerous time of the week. All the trouble that high school teenagers get involved in usually is rooted in Mitzvah Shabbos. Because during the week you're in school and the mechanchim have their claws in your blood. They tell you they control your every move. Shabbos, what are you going to do anyway on Shabbos? Shabbos, you're with your family. Mitzvah Shabbos is a very dangerous time. I know when I grew up, it's a very dangerous time. And it's very, that's the difference between a good school. If you want to really see, you want to know what a good school is. If people struggle. I know people that have children with high school, they're pulling their hair out of their head. Where to send their child for high school. Okay, you should go out of town. There are people that, you know, they have big parnasa. They specialize in placement for from kids. What is a match? You have to match your child with the right school. If you want to know the litmus test of what is a good school, ask them, what do they do Mitzvah Shabbos? What is the school, does the school have any activities for them Mitzvah Shabbos? Does the school... A school that has, no, Mitzvah Shabbos, hands off, you know, we're paying me to break also. You're in a lot of trouble. That school, Mitzvah Shabbos, they have a Seder, or they have entertainment. Chaim Berlin, when I was there, Mitzvah Shabbos, they were very back with basketball. The gym was open. And they were very happy. The yeshiva was very happy. Everyone should come Mitzvah Shabbos to the gym.
Yeah, they're there.
You don't have to learn. The masmidim, you know, incentives to learn. Now, they're different things. But they were very, very scared of Mitzvah Shabbos. Right. What are you doing Mitzvah Shabbos? That's the danger. And, you know, there's nothing to it. And Mitzvah Shabbos also is a time when people get very depressed. But a lot of tzaddikim, there's a lot of gedolim, talking about on another level, when Shabbos is over, there's a depression that sinks in. When something very pleasant goes away, people who are sensitive to Kedusha Shabbos, when it's over, they say the Rav Hutner had very depressed Mitzvah Shabbos. It was a very hard time for him, that's what they say. I don't know, that's what they say. And he used to have someone come play violin. In a certain period of his life, he had someone come Mitzvah Shabbos and play violin for him to lift him up. It's a very difficult time. So how do we get into this? How do I get into this over here? I'm all mixed up over here. So over here he's saying, Poiked, we start over here with the idea of Techila Poiked Avoyna V'achach Meshalim HaGemol. Right, so that's where we came with this idea is I got off to this tangent, Mitzvah Shabbos is really called Twilight Zone. But the truth is it's not. The truth is creation began Mitzvah Shabbos. How? Because it says, V'ruach, when it says in the pasuk Choshech,
by he Arab, he had to create darkness.
Oh.
It's also a creation.
But that's not when creation began. Creation began Mitzvah Shabbos. Bereish is spelled Es Hashemayim V'Esar. It's the Haaretz Chayso Sohu V'Vohu. The Choshech, exactly. That's really where it comes from. No, it's not. It's really Mushra. All these things are really rooted. Even by the Goyim. I mean, by the Goyim, Saturday night is at the lowest of the low. What they do is like Saturday Night Live, you know? Isn't that really the schmutz? And now that's probably good already compared to what's out there, right? But years ago, that was like the schmutz of what's on television. It's like Shabbos, Saturday Night Live. It's really low. Creation begins with Sohu vavohu v'choshech al pnei sohom. This was the Berea of Mitzvah Shabbos. That there's something in this world called tohu vavohu and choshech. And then Sunday morning, vayoymer Elokim yihi or. Yehi Aris Sunday morning. But Mitzvah Shabbos was a creation of Toihu Vavohu V'choshech. This was Mitzvah Shabbos, the Bria. Now, if Hashem implemented, brought forth a creation of Toihu Vavohu V'choshech, we just learn now, nothing just happens on its own. Everything that Hashem does is preceded with the desire to do it. It's a two-step process. The Malbim says, first comes Pekida, and then comes Shilom. Hashem has an idea, and then Hashem implements that idea. That's what it says here in this pasuk. Bahu yimei ha-pekuda, and then Bahu yimei ha-shilom. And then comes the implementation of that idea. V'Hashem pokad esara. And then what does it say in the pasuk for Rosh Hashanah? V'Hashem pokad esara. How does it go?
Kasher omar.
Vayas Hashem l'sara kasher diber. Vayas. First was Hashem pokad, and then comes vayas. Just like this pasuk. Pikuda and shilim. It's always a two-step process. So therefore, now comes the appreciation of what is, why is the su'uda of Sholosh su'udo so choshev. Because Hashem created the world b'diyuk, mitzoy Shavis. Hashem did not wait Rabbeinu Tam Zman. Hashem created the world, the earliest man. He created Toihu v'voihu v'choshech was the b'riya mitzoy Shavis, which led into the Sunday morning by Yehi'ar. So, but that's the Dayas. Where was the Pekida, the desire, right before Shabbos was over? Shalosh Sudos. Shabbos afternoon is the Zman when Hashem decided, you know what? Let's create the world. Let's create the world. The Machshava that Hashem had, just like the debris of 7 days of creation, which began with Mitzvah Shabbos, but there has to be a will that there should be a world, a machshava. The machshava that came to Hashem, the world should be created, came at the time when we're eating our gefilte fish at Sholosh Su'udos. So this is a very holy time. It's called Rava D'Rava. The desire that there should be a desire. I don't know why the double expression. Rava D'Rava, it means it's the time when Hashem wanted the world should come into existence. It's the pekida of the world. It's always a two-step process. And that's what the Mamul here teaches us. Okay, now, let's go now to the next Dibur Maskil. Evel Hanavi, Meshuga Ish Haruach. So now he's going to elaborate, Yesh Hevdel Bein L'shonis Ata. Here, look, he's going way off the topic, way off the beaten path, and he gives a little sample of all the different words used in Tanakh for a prophet. There's a Medrash that says, the beginning of Yeshaya, that says there are 10 different terms that are used in Tanakh for a prophet. Here he only quotes some of them. There's a Navi, a Roye, a Choyze, a Tsoife. Now, I don't think Isha Ruach, I don't think that's part of the list. For some reason, I don't think that's part of the list. That's part of the list in the Medrash.
Yeah,
what? Masa? Maybe it's for the prophecy itself. Okay, whatever it is. But over here, he gives us 5 expressions. A Navi, a Roye, a Choyze, a Tsoife. What is the difference between the two? And why here does Pasuk use here 2 of these, of the word Navi and the word Ish Haruach? And maybe what he's trying to allude to is that when it says Roiv Avoincha, that's in response to another one of the another term, and the word Rabba Mastema is in response to violation of another term, which I'm not sure you really, let's see what he says. Shemitzad sheyislabesh v'ruach Hashem l'hasig hasagos nevu'iyos nikro ish haruach. So the most basic level is a person is filled with a spirit. Person is dressed sheyislabesh. Okay, a very powerful expression. He's enveloped. He's enveloped in a holy spirit. What does that mean? Who knows? Whatever it means. That's what we call it. That's the first step. The first step is you have to be enveloped in a spirit of Hashem, which...
You know what it might mean? Because it's a wrap of a cloak, let's say, a wrap is external to the person, not of the person. So...
It's on the outside. First, on the outside. Before we come to the pnimius, we first on the chitzonius. Sheislabesh ruach Hashem lahasig hasagas nevuyos nikra isha ruach. V'heim ha'yu omrim. Now, what did the people of the time of the generation of the Churban say about the prophets? They would say she'ena ruach elokim, rak ruach koyach hamedameh shegavar alav. This, there are different types of spirits. There is a true spirit of Hashem, and then there is a false spirit. People have charisma. People are very charismatic. They have a certain ruach, but that ruach is not necessarily the real deal. It comes from other sources. This imagination, kimoy shenemar, asher holchem achar rucham, the koroi meshuga. Now, why is it called meshuga? Mitzat tigbares koich adimyoin. So he gives us a new translation. I told you what meshuga when we started means. Meshuga means a person who starts out normal. You start out with a healthy mind, and later in life you. The chemical reactions, there's a chemical imbalance. But to use the word meshuga, a person must start out normal, must start out correct. He's saying a whole different idea. The word meshuga means, the whole mood is when mitzad tigboires koyach adimyon. When a person's imagination goes too far, an extremist, a person, they just mind goes go out. They say about shops I'd see.
Imagine he has the
Holy Spirit. I didn't say that he's not a Holy Spirit, and he's using his mind to be he's too creative. Shabsai Tzvi, I think they say now those days they didn't know what the bipolar, they didn't have a very limited understanding of mental health issues. Very limited, no medicines, no understanding of the chemical imbalance. But in hindsight, all the experts say is that it's clear as day that Shabsai Tzvi suffered from an extreme form of what we know about him and the way he behaved and things that he did. Today they would say he's bipolar. And they would say, they would give you, every doctor would tell you this is what we would prescribe for Shabsai Tzvi. And had we had our hands on him and put him in a psychiatric ward and given him medicine, there never would have been a Shabsai Tzvi. We would have been able to cure his illness, and he would have been... He would not. The Klal Yisrael would have not have suffered the churban that it did because of him. But those days, they didn't have the medications. They didn't even have the awareness that there is something called, at least, I mean, they obviously the meshugoyim in Tanakh, achoser meshugoyim ani. There's a whole story in Tanakh, but his the extremeness of Shabsai Tzvi can be identified today as mental illness. It wasn't a. It wasn't the malam tzchus on him to a certain degree, that it wasn't just tam that he will hachis to be the false mashiach. Rachman al-Itzlan, he was a sick person. He was extremely charismatic, and that's what the illness does.
It covers it,
and it caused him to believe in himself. You know, they basically malam tzchus on him today because before modern times. They would use Lashonis, Yimach Shemo V'Zichro. I mean, you're talking about, you know, you have a whole long encyclopedia of all different terms that they wouldn't even use for Hitler, Yimach Shemo V'Zichro. Okay, real evil Rishayim, because of the churban that he caused Klal Yisrael by damaging Klal Yisrael. I mean, the whole Hasidus, to a certain degree, we know, was an outgrowth of the damage of Shabsai Tzvi. Hasidus came to life because of Shabsai Tzvi, pretty much because of the damage that he caused. But today the malamet zchus on him. They say it wasn't like he halachas wanted to do damage. It's because he was sick. He was really mentally sick, and we know how these things work today. We understand how the mind works to some degree. And there are medications, and whatever. But over here, he's saying that when a person loses, it goes too far. This here is called Mishuga. Now, B'Shem Navi, this is very easy. Everyone knows this. Navi is Nikra Alidei Niv Sifasav. A Navi means to move your lips, to murmur, to move your lips. That's called Niv Sifasav. She'inayvev Elaam Dibri Musa V'das. Amr Lav Shehu. Now, they said about the Navi that he is an Evil. They said about the Navi that he's a foolish person. She'geder Evil Hu HaMistapek. Now, here he's saying a very interesting idea. What does it mean, Evil? We have many words for foolish people. We have a shoyte, we have an evil,
pessy.
What?
Pessy.
A pessy, Okay, so we have many different terms for foolish people. So the Malvim says an evil means a person who can't make a decision. Very, very fascinating idea. You cannot make a decision. I have seikas. A suffix. I don't know this, I don't should do this, do this, do this. You see people like this all the time. They cannot make a decision. They need someone to tell them, this is what you should do. Ever go into a store? So much. And how many times do you walk out, you want some nash? You want to go, you want to get yourself, you want to go to a bakery. I want to buy something for lunch. Should I buy a roll, an onion bun? Should I buy a Danish? Should I buy a cookie? Should I buy a piece of cake? And you walk into the store, you have no idea what you should buy, and you're overwhelmed by the selection, and you walk out with nothing. Okay, you go on Amazon. I want to go buy a vacuum cleaner, right? New for Pesach. And you look at the selection, 1,000 different choices, and what do you do after spending an hour going through all the different choices? What do you get at the end of the day? Nothing. It's very common. We don't want people have this problem now. They go online. So there's unlimited choice. They used to go to a store. So a store, they have 2 or 3 things. So you're going to buy one, and you're going to buy a shaver. You go into the bus on Coney Island. So there's only 2 shavers. So it's a very easy decision what you want to get. So this is what they give you. They know this was popular. And they have salesmen that tell you this is what you're going to buy. And that's what you walk out of the store. If you go online, so you go walk in the store, you walk out, 10 minutes, you're done. 10 minutes, you're done. When it comes to, I think Dr. Brizak is downstairs, maybe. Is anyone going? You going downstairs now? Can you look for Dr. Brizak? I just got a message from him. He's downstairs. I think he's downstairs. Dr. Brizak. He probably doesn't know that we're upstairs here. He just arrived. You see technology? See that? He's sitting over here. I get messages over here. While you know, some people, I'm talking over here, they text me, it's time to go home. Can't cut it short. Kiss. Keep it short, stupid. keep it short. Right, people, you know, text while I'm speaking. I once had that. I was once speaking somewhere, and as I was speaking, they were texting me, get off the podium. Adkan. Adkan HaKoshevai. So here we have a word. Evil means a person that cannot make a decision. That is something that we all suffer from to some degree. Evil is ged shegeder evil hu hamistapek hu hepech hadas shehi hayidia haberura kimo shekasavti b'perish mishlei. Ritzon lemash ein lo yidia beruro b'mash nisnabev hu atzma b'subek b'dvarav v'yesh hevfad. That's the next level. It's different. So we have evil hanavi. The navi over here means a navi emes. And the navi emes, they're calling him evil, means that he doesn't really know what he's talking. He's not really clear. Is there going to be a Churban? Maybe yeah, maybe not. Is it because of this Avera, that Avera? Talk clearly. What's the problem? What are we doing wrong that needs to be corrected so that this specific thing will not happen? When you talk in maybe yeah, maybe not, it turns people off. People want clarity. There's no greater satisfaction in life than having clarity in an issue that you're dealing with. Okay, the next words he goes on to say is, what about the Yeshevel bin Roya Choyze? Now he goes on to the next 3 things. There's a Roya, a Choyze, and a Tzoyfe. Ha Roya ma'bit be'enav ha-gashmiyim al inyinei ha'am le'hayshiram bedvarim shben adam l'chaveroi. A Roya, he says, here, a very big chiddush, bin adam l'chaveroi. How do you like that? Novel parish. That's right, ha Roya, I'm the Roya. Roya bin Odom la Chaveroi. My issue is an amazing chiddush. You're not going to see this anywhere else. The Malbim, what he's saying over here, middle of nowhere, middle of Hosea, telling you, giving you insight into Sefer Shmuel, where there he says, Ani HaRoya. Right? Shmuel said, I'm the Roya. The Roya is in Yonim of bin Odom la Chaveroi. Oh, so now that the Roya is Odom la Chaveroi, Vahachoize, Yabit be'ein Liboy, be'ein of Haruch Noyim, be'in Yonim Holokus, and bin Odom la Mokoyim. The Choyze sees spiritual things. Adam Lamokoyim. Kamoshe Kasavti Perish in Yeshaya. What about the Tzoyfe? What's a Tzoyfe? A Tzoyfe is the future. The Roya and the Choyze are now. Yeah. Right now, there are spiritual matters right now that must be addressed. There are sins bin Adam Lachaveroi. The Roya will address that. And then we're going to hear from the Tzoyfe. We're going to hear from the The Choyzeh, who will address the spiritual matters that need to be addressed this moment. There are sins that are taking place bin Adam la'makom. These matters need to be addressed. This is the job, the role of the Choyzeh. And what's the Tzayfeh? The Tzayfeh is going to tell you 100 years from now what's going to happen. He's going to tell you Yibos HaMashiach. He's going to tell you about Olam Haba. He sees things that are
long view.
Why is he telling us about the future? Whatever his reasons are. Maybe he wants to influence us now to behave, or he wants to just give us inspiration, whatever it is. But his role is to reveal things that are in the future. Hashem, for whatever reason, wants us to be aware of what's going to happen in the future. So he sends a tzoyfeh to see the future. He writes it that he should prevent you from punishment. And he brings different proofs. What he means over here, tzoyfeh nesatich l'vayishol b'masira. So now he ties this into the pasuk b'masteira sheyeshlam al tzoyfe mishtafim gam masteima al elokim sheminohu l'tzoyfe. So he wants to say over here is that when it comes to v'rabbe masteima is in reference to the din of the tzoyfe. He does not say with regard to al roiv avoincha. Roiv avoincha would fit very well according to the gra. The gra learned avoincha means a sin. In Adam lachaveroi, so that would fit very well to say that those words are being chosen in response to the fact that we have ignored or abused the roye. But the Gros said the Rabba Mastema was a reference to Ben Adam lamakaim. That would be according to the Malbim. This is being used to express the idea of Ben Adam the Choyzeh. But he says no. He says in the Malbim the word Mastema is a reference to the Tzoyfe. Let's go to all details. But basically, I think we take out of this Malbim an incredible chiddush to review the Yesodos. We've learned from the Malbim the different concepts. Number one is it's always a two-step process: pikida and asiya. Vashem pakad esara vayas Hashem. We learned the chiluk between, and then here we have pekida and shilam. We learned from the Malbim that there is something called a ruach. A ruach is the first step of prophecy. When a person is nislavish, he is enveloped by a Holy Spirit to understand deep things. Niv, he utters, his lips move. Evil means I have sphagus. We think an evil is a fool. He's not a fool. He's a very wise man. You just cannot reach a decision. You cannot come to a state of clarity. Then we have the word. We have the word mishuga. And many perushim for that word, but over here, according to Malbim, means a person that has gone past his boundaries. There's a level of creativity in a person's mind, and it has to be sheltered. It has to be guarded. Not person should not go too far. When you go too far, that once a person goes too far in creativity, he learns that to be mishuga. When the ish ruach, when a person of charisma goes too far, he's called mishuga. Then we have the idea called the difference between the three words of a roya, a choize, and a tzoyfe. Roya is ben adam lachaveroi. A choize is ben adam lamakoim. And the Tzoyfeh is a reference to a Navi who gives forth words on the future. Okay, so we'll stop over here with this Pasuk. We'll meet Hashem tomorrow, Pasuk Ches.